T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Yeah, that's part of the protests that went on yesterday up at Columbia University. If you don't speak the language, they were saying there is no God but Allah, and a martyr is beloved of Allah. So that was part of what's going on there in support of the Palestinian people. Columbia has got their hands full right now. They've still got tents up all over the place. And CB Cotton is a reporter for Fox News, and it's been up there covering that. CB, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Thanks for having me. This has been, it's been a week of back and forth with these pro-Palestinian student demonstrators who have a lengthy list of demands for the university. Whether they'll get them, I think, still has yet to be seen. But they're pledging to stay out on this lawn for the time being.
What's going on with the president up there? I know there have been calls maybe for her to step down.
Yeah, absolutely. New York House Republicans sent a letter calling for her resignation. Essentially, they said she has not done enough to protect Jewish students on campus. The House Republicans say there's been rampant anti-Semitism and Jewish students feel harassed and don't feel safe. They say that, so there's been sort of, this story continues to ebb and flow and change, right? But last week there was an initial encampment set up that was later dismembered, and then it reemerged within a matter of just a few days. And that's the latest encampment that is still on campus right now. But House Republicans say the first encampment, they say that it took too long for the president to call in the NYPD to help remove those student protesters. And they say right now, they accuse President Munish Shafiq of essentially abdicating her responsibility to protect Columbia University's Jewish students.
It sounds like some of these protesters have made some concessions. What were some of those concessions?
They have. And so last night there was a midnight deadline set by the president for some sort of agreement to come to fruition for these tents to get removed. That deadline came and went, and everybody was sort of wondering what was going to happen. Then we heard from the university at about 4:30 a.m. early this morning that they had made progress with student negotiators, and that the students had agreed to a series of concessions to include removing a significant number of tents and removing people from the encampment who are not affiliated with Columbia University. The university also says students agreed to prohibit discriminatory or harassing language on the lawn where this encampment is currently placed. Now, whether Jewish students will believe that these things will come to fruition has yet to be seen, because I do feel like many, many Jewish students here at Columbia University are very disillusioned, and they're telling us this. They're telling us they feel like the university has not done enough to protect them.
Yeah, I heard one of the professors on campus who happened to be Jewish on Fox yesterday. I forget which show it was, but she said she felt unsafe. And I mean, at some point, if it was any other situation, it seems like the administration might be reacting a little more quickly than what we're seeing here.
That's what several Jewish students have told me. I interviewed one last week when this all started to unfold, and she recalled upon four, she recalled upon the summer of 2020. And she said, you know, if during that time, if students were saying some of the phrases that they're saying now, but about any other demographic, students will be immediately expelled and taken off of campus. And she was questioning, why is that not the same standard set when we hear anti-Semitic phrases or messaging circulating? So then that's a big question from not just Jewish students, but also, as you said, Jewish faculty members mm-hmm. who feel very disheartened and hurt by this situation.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out over even the next 48 hours. Hey, CB, I have to say, I worked at WSMV in Nashville when you were at WKRN, so I was excited to see your name now seeing that you're at Fox. Congratulations, because we worked in Nashville at the same time.
Oh, Kim, it's so great to... Yes, what a wonderful coincidence. So great to be with you this morning. Yeah, I mean, I think you'll kind of... Me, like you, maybe both of us are sitting here wondering, like, how we got here to this moment, right, in society where we see things like this unfolding and wondering why more people are not speaking up against it.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of what's happening right now is that people are trying to, especially people are critiquing the university leadership to say it feels like they're trying to toe two sides,
yeah,
yes.
Two sidesism here. And I mean, I can tell you covering these protests for the past week or so, one of the most disheartening things I saw, you guys, is when I saw a Jewish student walking past a protest with a yarmulke on, and he was with his sister, I believe. And he looked across the street and heard the protesters chanting, mobilize the Intifada. That was the exact chant that I heard in that moment. And he looked across the street, heard that, and he just hung his head low, and
wow.
He kept walking. Like, he looked so sad. Well, and I want to say he also looked possibly embarrassed of his faith. And why have we gotten to that point where people are embarrassed of who they are?
Yeah,
it's true. CB Cotton, listen, we appreciate you reporting up there and giving us a few minutes this morning. Thank you.
Thank you both. I appreciate it. Kim, great to reconnect with you.
You too.
All right. Take care. Yeah. What a world we live in today, huh? She's right.
Yeah.
Any other demographic, they would have stopped this
right
a long
away.
Time ago.
Yes.
But that's not happening right now, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.